It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. There was a recent changing of the guard for the Somerville Union High School District as Michael Merrill stepped into the role of superintendent, replacing the outgoing superintendent, Robert Griffith. We're pleased to have Mr. Merrill joining us in studio today. Thank you for coming in and welcome to Motherlode Views.
Oh, I'm very glad to be here. Thank you, BJ.
So you recently arrived at Somerville High School. For those who aren't familiar, what is your background?
I came from the last 25 years at Calaveras Unified School District, most recently as principal of Calaveras High School. So I spent 25 years kind of between teaching, coaching, administration at multiple school sites, and now coming to Somerville Union High School District.
So being on the other side of the river coming over, are the communities and the schools pretty similar?
Very supportive. Both schools and groups of kids are outstanding. Nice communities that support our schools.
What would you say are kind of your initial observations of coming to Somerville High School?
Very welcoming. It was nice to be able to step onto campus. I spend a lot of time out there working with students and staff, just trying to get to know who they are and let them know who I am.
What would you say makes Somerville Union High School District unique?
I would say the clientele that we have at our school, with having a Connections Academy on campus that allows for a diverse arts population. And we're currently in the Addams Family Musical, which is a great show. And, you know, watching our kids perform, having the Jazz at 8 group performing, our drum corps, just a great opportunity for our students to be able to perform both academically as well as athletically and artistically.
Is that pretty rare for a school district across California to have two schools like the Somerville and as well as Connections Academy?
It is pretty rare. It's a dependent charter, so it's the Connections Visual and Performing Arts Academy, but it is run by Somerville Union High School District. And students on campus, you wouldn't know whether they're part of Connections or not just by the interactions. Students have a variety of classes together and also separated by the arts.
So since it's a charter, the Connections aspect, can anybody from across the county come to Connections?
They can. It's an opportunity for students to be able to enroll in the program, and then it's a random drawing for those that get to come in, but it's a lot of fun.
You know, stepping into the role of superintendent, what would you say are kind of the big challenges you see facing Somerville?
I would say declining enrollment is hitting us pretty hard, just as it is across Tuolumne County. And that's something that we want to obviously keep an eye on, making sure that we're watching our budget. That's huge. But also being able to offer the scope of programs that we want for all of our students.
A couple of weeks ago, we had the new superintendent of Sonora Union High School District in studio on this show as well, and he was talking about looking ahead in the next couple of years. He has some big concerns about, you know, finances and that type of thing. Finances at Somerville, how are things looking?
Things are pretty good financially for Somerville. We do, being a small school district, though, we want to make sure that we have enough of a reserve to be cautiously optimistic of growth, but taking care of our staff and programs as well.
You mentioned the declining enrollment as well. You know, how is enrollment looking this year? Did it decline a little bit from last year?
It did decline. We're actually down 62 students overall. We were planning for, budget was built on a decline of 12 students. So that's a pretty significant hit. But it looks like hopefully things will be evening out in the next couple of years with a little bit larger 8th grade class coming in for next year.
Not having that enrollment as you expected, do you have to make any changes in budget and that type of thing?
It's just working with the programs that we have. We obviously have our staff already in place, and so hoping that we will get some students, and we've gotten some that have transferred in, but then we always worry about what's going to be transferring out about the semester time. So no cuts to the budget at this point, just cautious optimism.
Kind of alluded to this a little bit, but looking ahead when it comes to future years and enrollment, are you hoping you're going to see a little bit of an upswing, or is it expecting to level off or go down?
We hope to hit a plateau in the next 2 years and then hopefully a slight upswing if things look, just kind of looking down the pipeline here for the student population. So hopefully we'll see some growth, but that always just depends on job outlooks for people and fires and things like that that have caused people to have to move away.
Talking about, you know, enrollment trends, and I'm sure it was similar over in Calaveras County as well. You know, is there a general consensus as to why this area has kind of been seen declining enrollment?
A lot of problems happen when there just aren't enough jobs for people. And so kind of doing exit interviews with families, trying to find out, you know, what is it that we're doing or not doing that would better support your students? And many people will say they just need to find employment and affordable housing. And so those are areas that are difficult, but we have to all work together, not just schools, but county governments as well.
You know, the role of superintendent, what do you kind of see your role of that position?
My goal is to be as visible on campus as possible, supporting our students in their programs, our teachers in their classrooms, athletes on the field, actors on stage, and so forth. It's just a lot of fun to be able to watch what's happening and help guide the education process.
Surprised how close-knit a community it is and meeting all the different people?
It is a very, very close-knit community. Lots of great people I've been able to meet in several of the fundraisers that we've done, and just seeing people come out for all the events that happen at school to support our kids. It's been phenomenal.
Been fairly well embraced so far?
Absolutely. I feel very loved there.
Another thing I want to ask you about is school bond projects. We talked about those a couple years ago. There was quite a bit of construction with the sports field and so forth. I understand there's still some additional projects on the horizon, correct?
That is correct. We have two projects that are just gearing up. We have an art building as well as a covered eating structure outside of our cafeteria. And those will be starting with the new semester. We have to do demolition of an existing art facility and then some ADA work. And then we have to do demolition where the eating structure is going to be. But by August 1st, those two bond projects will be completed. So for the start of our brand new school year.
Great to hear. So will that be the final of the bond projects?
That's the final of the bond projects, yes.
Any other bonds on the horizon at this point?
At some point we will be looking, but right now we're just going to complete the ones, make sure that the community is pleased with what we've done, and then we'll look at future projects as they come up.
So the art building, there's an existing building that's going to be demolished then, you say?
That is correct. It's a portable structure that's been there for quite some time, done a great job and served a lot of kids over the years, but it's going to be really nice to have another art facility that would be state-of-the-art.
So it's going to be a permanent structure, obviously?
It will be a permanent structure, yes.
You know roughly how big it'll be?
Offhand, I don't have the exact measurements, but there will be plenty of storage included as well, and lighting, nice lighting that will be coming in from windows up top.
So it'll be in the same location as the existing art building?
That is correct.
Okay. Then the outdoor seating, is that going to be where exactly on campus?
That's between the office, the main administration building, and the cafeteria. So it'll be, there's some trees that need to be removed, and then a large eating structure will be placed with permanent seating in there, electric lights so people can enjoy it in the evening as well if they want to have some event there on campus.
So right now, is all the eating and cafeteria area indoors for the students?
There is an indoor cafeteria, but a lot of our students do eat outside as well. So they have their senior hill or whatever they want to call those areas.
So the new location will allow for events and that type of thing as well, you say?
Absolutely. Like when we've had our beginning of the year barbecue this year, this would have been a perfect opportunity to have all the seating with everybody close, and the presentations will be able to be heard and so forth.
Need to take a break. We're talking with the new superintendent of the Somerville Union High School District, Michael Merrill. He's joining us in studio. He stepped into the role this school year, replacing the outgoing retiring superintendent, Robert Griffith. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. In a programming note, next week on Motherlode Views, we'll be focusing on a master plan that's going to be developed by Tuolumne County for a potential park near Standard. Up to $8 million in state grant funding could become available, so community meetings are going to be held soon, gauging the community's interest regarding what it would like to see in that area. Again, that will be the focus next week on Motherlode Views. Our second segment with Superintendent Merrill coming up in just a minute.